I'm joined by Kelly Hutchins, who's a midwife at Kingston Hospital. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, hiya.
Thank you for joining us. Now, Kelly, you've taken on a step challenge, which is most people would be impressed by just doing that by itself, but you've actually had COVID-19, haven't you?
I have, yes. Yes, I did have it, yes.
But you're fully recovered now?
I have. I wasn't hospitalised, but I had the fatigue, the loss of smell, and it was quite debilitating, but I've got through it now, so hence why I'm doing the step challenge.
And your step challenge is for 850,000 steps throughout August, is that correct?
Not throughout August, so it's actually 3 months. It's over a 3 month period I need to do it by.
Brilliant. But you need to complete it by the end of August, is that correct?
Yeah, so the 31st of August, I need to complete the step challenge. And if the weather's been hot or raining, I'm still having to do my steps, regardless of weather, regardless of work, regardless of what's happening around me.
And how have you been getting those steps in then?
So I've been doing mainly a lot of walking and dancing. So as well as dancing at home to music with my headphones on, quite silently, which is quite hilarious to my husband. I've also been doing, I do club dance fit as well, which is over my area. And so I've been doing dancing. I've also made a few videos as well that I've shown work colleagues, family and friends to keep them entertained and to also, you know, try and increase donations and things for the step challenge as well.
Brilliant. I'm seriously impressed. And why the Alzheimer's Society, particularly for your charity?
Well, I think it's a charity who, because I'm a trained nurse as well, but at the moment I'm choosing to be a midwife. But it's I've seen the devastating effects it's had on people and their families, both as a nurse and also my husband's grandmother had it before she passed away, and two of my great aunts had it as well. And I think the work that they do needs to be recognised more, and that more funding needs to go into it. It's one of the charities that does tend to be forgotten. And it's a charity that is close to my heart, and I always try and do as much as I can for Alzheimer's as well.
Brilliant. I know you're doing really well towards your target at the moment for your totals, but what would you say to anybody who is wondering whether they should be supporting you in this challenge?
Well, support me, because, you know, I'm stepping, I've had COVID, which I know, you know, people have, but I had it. I work for the NHS as well. And I know I was off for about a month or 5 weeks for it as well. And then I've had to take some time off as well for personal issues. But Alzheimer's, you know, it can affect anybody. I think everybody knows at least somebody, either a friend of a family, anybody who will be affected by this. And that's why I would like people to support me and with my walking. I'm nearly there with my steps. I think the last count from last week was 799. And it's absolutely raining where I am today, but I'm still stepping. I'm still trying to do my daily target of 10,000 steps to make sure that I do get all my steps in by the 31st of August.
Well done you. Goodness, yeah. Whatever the weather, you're still out there.
I'm still out there in the heat, in the sun, and even when my kids are like, "Mom, Mom, Mom," and, you know, I've got kids on me, I just have to do my steps. So it hasn't always been easy, but, you know, I'm almost there, and I enjoy walking as well, so it's, and dancing. It's great.
Well, yeah. Well done, Kelly. And just a reminder, how do people find out how to find your page? What are they looking for?
So if they go to Just Give In and put in Kelly Hutchins, or it's on there. And also, I think you guys and Radio Jackie are going to put up, aren't you, a link as well to the page.
We certainly are. Absolutely.
Thank you. Best of luck with it, Kelly.
Thank you so much for your time. I won't keep you for much longer because I know it's raining where you are. But lots of love from us all at Radio Jackie. Good luck for your reaching your total by the 31st of August. Thank you so much.
Oh, can I just say hello just to all the girls at Kingston Maternity Unit that are doing a fabulous job. Sorry, and guys as well, because we do have a male midwife, and we have obviously male obstetricians and doctors and things. So just to say hello to them as well.
Absolutely, you can. They're doing such fantastic work at the moment, particularly in the pandemic that we're facing. So lots of love to all of the maternity unit at Kingston Hospital and everybody at Kingston Hospital doing a fantastic job during these trying times as well.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.